Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is the show that gives you insights and resources on how to live a more courageous life. We'll be looking at men, the current state of masculinity, and how to create a more inspiring narrative for all men. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. Well, we have come to the end of our sixth season. I hope you have enjoyed this year's content as much as I've enjoyed creating it with my guests. There's much to be excited for as we turn the calendar to 2025. We were all set to interview Dr. Ben Tapper, but his wife went into labor with their fourth child, a son, he told me, and so we needed to postpone. So instead of being an interview about health and medical freedom and whatnot, it's just me doing a short format fire starter to finish the season out. I hope you don't mind. Today's episode will hit tomorrow, December 17th, and then we're on sabbatical for a few weeks. We have an exciting season 7 planned, and the first episode will likely be January 21st, right after Trump's inauguration. Today's episode is brought to you by Stand Up Now Apparel. Stand Up Now has amazing designs centered on God, family, freedom, and patriotism. They use only the softest cotton in their designs and have gear for the whole family. There's something for everyone, Base Campers. I know you're going to love their products. Go support them at www.standupnowapparel.com and use the code BASECAMP to receive a 10% discount and free shipping. Did y'all see the new study that came out of South Korea about the COVID shots? Oh man, this one goes right to the heart of the matter, describing the terrible impact these shots have had. They've been used as a bioweapon, gasp, against we the people. And we said this right from the start, didn't we? We knew. I will give you the highlights here, and yet there's still people happily jabbing and proudly saying so on platforms like Facebook. What are they thinking? Do they know how fucking cringy it all is at this point? Oh well, live and let live, right? So this is coming out of Korea. The headline is, an alarming new study into COVID mRNA quote-unquote vaccines has sent shockwaves through the scientific community after researchers confirmed that the injections are altering human behavior. So the bombshell study from leading researchers in South Korea found that people's emotions, personalities, feelings, fears, stress levels, mental well-being, and general outlook changed after they were injected with the quote-unquote vaccine. The peer-reviewed study, which included over 2 million participants, wow, was published in the renowned Nature Journal, and it was led by Professor Hong Jin Kim of the Department of Orthopedic Surgery at a leading hospital in South Korea. The researchers confirmed that the COVID injections are responsible for increasing global reports of major personality and behavioral changes in people over the last 4 years. They explained that the quote-unquote vaccines cause psychiatric manifestations among the vaccinated. The study found that these psychiatric changes resulted in spikes in mental health disorders. Patients described feelings of inner turmoil, fear, dread, and depression. Get this, the study found that COVID shots triggered a 68% spike in depression. Wow. 68% spike in depression, a 43% increase in anxiety disorder, and a whopping 93% surge in sleep disorders. Man, oh man. The researchers recruited 50% of the Seoul resident population. So this is a huge study coming out of Korea. Over 2 million participants. And they correctly explain that the spike protein is the primary driver behind the surge in vaccine-induced psychiatric disorders. And this comes as the U.S. depression rates have risen to record highs since 2020-2021. And the study has emerged as eminent experts around the world are increasingly calling for the injections to be banned. Seems like we're seeing the leading voices of clarity and truth around what the vaccines actually are is coming out of Japan and South Korea. This is going to be really interesting to watch as RFK Jr. steps in. Will the truth hit the U.S. shores as well? I believe we're on a collision course, and there's just more and more truth going to be coming out. Thank God about this, right? So, yeah, stay tuned, Base Campers. Thank you for listening this past season, Base Campers. I truly appreciate it. We all have much to be grateful for as we finish out 2024 and begin anew in 2025. America's experiencing a renewal of her soul. Those that love her have stood up for her these past few weeks, patriots that have found their voices and their courage. And I'm grateful to all the local leaders here, my wife amongst them, who stood down the corruption and all the anti-Trump, anti-America propaganda to create something new right here in the corrupt state of Washington. There's much work to be done, but the possibilities for a national national and state renewal are right there in front of us. And I'm grateful to live in America, my geographical and spiritual home. I'm grateful for leaders on the national scene like President Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy and Robert Kennedy Jr. 2025 won't be perfect, but it's sure to be a year for the ages, and I'm here for it, pen and microphone in hand. I'd like to leave you with a short blessing. I hope you get a chance to unplug from work, spend time laughing and appreciating your loved ones. I hope you get a chance to celebrate Christ and the divine in whatever way is meaningful for you. For we are all connected in the heart of the divine, in the heart of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our light. It's time to let the light in, kick up our joy, and love and celebrate one another. Thank you all. Your ears and heart give my life a clear purpose here. We'll see you again in just a few short weeks. Merry Christmas, Base Campers. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors, and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Base Camp for Men.